And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Mullen head football coach Wade Marsh, who joins us. Well, Coach, I'm sure that you're happy to have the season started back up, and I'm sure it's great to be back on the field with the kids.
Yeah, it really is. Seemed like fall camp was a little longer this year for some reason, but told the kids it's nice just to get into the game week routine and get a game every week and quit having to fill practice time and kind of get into that routine anyway.
Since this is the first time we've had a chance to visit with you this year, before we get into this season, talk a little bit about some of the things the team did over the summer. I know that hitting the weight room has really become a big importance as you get ready for the season. What were some of the things the team did over the summer to get ready?
Yeah, the weight room, of course. I'm sure every coach you talk to tells you that. Had really good participation in there this year. We were probably sitting at 75% in there for 4 days a week. So we had that going on. We bumped into a school trip against going up to Shadron team camp, so we kind of opted just to do a couple little three-day camps of our own, kind of got the guys in and reviewed some stuff and went over a few new things and kind of did some stuff on our own this year. They had a trip to Florida for a science trip they take every 2 weeks that kind of ran into that Shadron camp. So we worked around that and got some good stuff done and got prepared for the year.
Coach, talk about the makeup of this year's team a little bit. How many are out, and what do you see from this year's team as we're underway?
We've only got 15 out this year. We just don't have a lot of boys in school this year. That number will start coming up next year. We've got two seniors out, and a small senior class, and then we should pick up hopefully 6-7 junior high kids coming into freshman year next year. So we've got 15 out. We just got to manage our numbers, you know. What was the second part of your question there, Brent?
Well, really, you just kind of answered it, Wade. Makeup of the team, and then how many you have out. So I'll move on to this. You've got a game under your belt now, Coach. I know it's not the way you wanted the season to start, coming off a loss now to Sand Hills Valley. But just talk about your kids and their attitude in practice. I know athletic competition, lots of times it's about how you respond to things that happen. Have you been pleased with the response you've seen from your team in practice this week?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We knew coming out of the gate, Sand Hills Valley was a team that returned a lot of kids. They had 11, 12 seniors on their roster. A bunch of those kids have been playing varsity football for, you know, going into their third year now. I know they started a bunch of those kids as sophomores. I think their quarterback's probably started since he's a freshman. Really good backfield. I mean, they go 225 across the line. So we knew we'd have our hands full. It was kind of a tough opener for us. We've got four starters back on each side of the ball. I think five on one side, but having to break some new kids in and just playing against some older, probably a little more seasoned kids. We knew that was a tough game out of the gate, but you know, they responded really well. I think we were in that game. We made 2-3, you know, kind of bad plays there in the first half that got us down a little bit. And at the end of the day, you know, the stuff that hurt us was all fixable stuff. It wasn't effort. I was pleased with our tackling. We don't do a lot of hitting in practice with our numbers. Unfortunately, I don't like it, but that's what it is. I thought we tackled well to the ball. We had 5-6 guys on the tackles. And the stuff we messed up on was all fixable. So I think the kids saw that, and they responded well and have been pretty encouraged this week.
Coach, you talk about fixable things. So what has been the focus in practice for the team this week?
So I'd say main thing with us is we our defensive backs, linebackers, really got to peeking in the backfield last week. We took bad reads on some counters and traps, and when they were pulling, and we made ourselves easy to down block with their guys and kind of got away from reading our keys a little bit. And that's something, you know, we just got to rep it and get better, and we've got experience back there, so we got to be better at it. We got to come off the line and block a little harder at times and block, get the holes opened up and some of that stuff. So that's what we've been working on this week and hope to see an improvement here Friday.
You're out of fall camp now. You've got 1 week under your belt. When you look at the Mullen football team, Coach, where would you say the strength of the team is right now after week one?
I'd say we're a pretty athletic team. We don't have a lot of size. I mean, we've only got, I think, one kid over 200 pounds this year, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, we don't have a lot of size, but I think we're quicker up front. We've got some kids that are pretty tough up front. And our athletes, I think our backfield's pretty athletic. Justin French is coming back, third-year starting running back, pretty athletic kid. Taquan Viggs, a big kid. He's 6'3", 6'4", 2 1/4 there at fullback. And then we've got Alex Warner, Caden Hampton at ends. We move Alex around a little bit. Really explosive kid, probably one of the more explosive kids we've had since Lane Edis was around here, I would say. So we're athletic across the board. We're not quite as big, but, you know, sometimes I mean, man, that's not a bad problem to have.
You've got Maywood Hay Center this Friday. Talk a little bit about your preparation for them and what are the keys for the Broncos this week?
Looking at their game last week, they kind of lined up in an eye, ran a lot of counter, trap type stuff, little bit of spread. They've got athletes down there. You don't make it to state finals in basketball last year without having athletes, and they've always had athletes down there. So they're pretty athletic across the board. They've got a little size up front. They move pretty well. So we know we've got that in front of us. Our keys are we've just got to play our game. We've got to come off when they pull guys. We've got to get off the line of scrimmage and try to disrupt that. And we've got to meet that pull at the line of scrimmage and not let them get downfield on you. And like I said, just reading our keys and being where we're supposed to be.
Well, Coach, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best on Friday.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot for the coverage.
That's Head Coach Wade Marsh joining us on tonight's pregame show.